The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Try as much as I might to deny it, Henry McKean. It is firmly Christmas season. Have you advent calendars in your house?
Kieran, yes, we do. We do have one. We have a religious advent calendar. We normally go for chocolate. We normally have three chocolate ones. But this year we said to the children, you're not getting one. And I know that sounds really, really cruel because they kept stealing each other's chocolate and there'd be fights. So now it's just one religious one, which we recycled from last year. God, we sound so cruel.
Oh, no way. Sorry, you like you closed back over the flaps.
Yeah, we closed over the flaps. We did. We closed over the flaps to try and save some money. So that's what we're doing. And we actually started
it
quite late. We started quite late.
Absolute misers.
Really quite late. My wife, Helen, became an Irish citizen in Killarney at the weekend, which was really, really exciting. And it was so heartwarming. So we actually only came back to Dublin yesterday. So we missed the first day and last night. So we only opened it today on the third. But we're talking about this because I suppose advent calendars have really, really changed. And I want to actually start by playing some speeded up, annoying American influences.
Stay tuned's envelope looks pretty big. I'm excited. Let's see. Okay, I'm kind of into this. I feel like one of my critiques of last year's advent calendar is that they didn't have, like, any bookish-themed things. But so far, we're killing it with the book-themed items. I mean, I know it's only day two. We still have a long ways to go. These are little bookish-themed Christmas cards. We've got this one that says, May books light the way. We've got a little corner bookshop that's Christmas-themed. And this one that says, Seasons Readings. I love it. I'm into it. I will definitely use these for some gifts this year. I'll be back tomorrow for day three. Let's see if we can keep these good vibes going.
Neutrogena makeup pads because you always need this. Shockingly, this one fell so I didn't see it at first and I was pressed. I was a little confused by this one. It's eye drop, but it makes your eyes super white. This had me in a chokehold because how am I washing my face with this pad right now? It was amazing.
Oh God. That is so...
Isn't it dreadful?
My kid sometimes is like, can we watch YouTube or something? Yeah. And, you know, I'm a terrible parent. So sometimes I say, go on, stick it on there. And that's the type of crap that you end up listening.
Speed it up,
Yeah. And sometimes they're just unboxing things or just tasting kind of different flavoured Snickers bars and just talking like that. It's absolutely inane.
It's horrific.
And it's taking this is a big industry, though, advent calendars.
And this is, we're talking about it because the influencers are to blame.
The advent industrial complex.
Because it's, they've sold out. They've sold out everywhere and they cost hundreds of euro. You can get like a beauty one costing 300 euro. There's Lego ones as well. There's ones in Brown Thomas in Planet Beauty. They've sold out. Ritual Space NK, if I pronounced it correctly, all sold out. Boots, I was out shopping, or window shopping, you could say. Boots still have some between 40 and 100 euro. And they've got windows like a normal advent window. No baby Jesus, but lots of treatments inside. Also, Barn by Industry and Co. So that's kind of, what would you call it? A shop that sells stuff. And Disney, they've got these pouches you can store toys in, but there's no toys in them. You just get like the pouch thing. They're between 27 and 85 euro. Basically, an area to store toys. Done Stores. They've even sold out of their gluten-free chocolate advert calendars. All gone. I was looking for chocolate ones earlier. Anyway, people are trying to keep up with the Joneses. They're trying to keep up with those American influencers. And they're trying to get these. Also, Dr. Barbara Sturm Skincare. You can get one of those advent calendars for 500 euro. Jo Malone, they're about 400 euro. And the Armani ones are still available. Their makeup, they're still in stock. Anyway, here are young people on chocolate calendars.
I have one advent calendar in the house. It's not really popular, though, with me.
Chocolate? Religious?
Yeah. Chocolate, religious, yeah.
He loves his chocolate.
Chocolate and religious together?
Mm-hmm.
So do you get to, like, eat baby Jesus?
I don't think I get to eat baby Jesus, no.
Eating baby Jesus, that's like eating, like, you know, the bread or something. Like, eating the body of Christ. And, like,
I have a chocolate one.
And what brand is it?
It's just a little brand. Like, I got one of the basic ones.
What do you think of these makeup ones? These ones that you can get in the big department stores that are about 170 euro. Would you like one of them?
I've had one before, but they only really have like cheap stuff in it, so I prefer the chocolate ones.
The influencers review them and they sell out. Are you surprised how big they've become?
I'm not really, because I swear to God, it's like big brands, like they're gonna advertise it.
Colin the Caterpillar, I think.
So you got a Colin the Caterpillar one, and what's inside it?
Like all chocolate. And on Christmas Day, it gets a large pack of jellies or chocolate.
Wow. And what about you? Do you have an advent calendar?
Yeah, I have a chocolate one as well. Animals, like, so there's, like, dogs and cats, and you get one on Christmas Day, and it's really big.
Chocolate, cats, and dogs?
Yeah.
Marks and Spencers?
Yes.
Are you a big advent calendar fan yourself?
Not really. It's more just the children like it, you know, and it's more just a bit of fun. Oh, and yeah, my husband, he's a chocoholic, so he got one also.
So your husband has one too?
He does, yeah, because otherwise he might eat the kids once. There's been a couple of little scuffles if one of them got a better one than the other, but like, no, they don't. They're okay, I think.
And do you think the tradition of advent calendars continues despite the fact that we're not as religious as we were as a country?
Yeah, I definitely think. I think they're mostly interested in the sweets, to be honest. In this case, you know, they're mostly interested in the chalk and get the fun of opening them up. But I know there is that religious element to it. But
and what do you think of the ones that the department stores and the makeup shops offer that have fancy things inside that are over 100 euro?
Yeah, they're very. I wouldn't get one of those. I think it's a bit over the top. Well, I wouldn't be able to afford it.
You
probably
be able to afford it. Wouldn't have the cash.
It wouldn't really. Yeah, no, I wouldn't really be. I imagine they're quite small little things, so it's probably a bit of a gimmick.
Henry, you went as well to kind of a well-known card shop, card store, I guess we should call it, you know, the Americanization of all of these things in Dublin City Centre. How are the advent calendars selling?
Yeah, selling well. And you've got to remember, these shops, they have to get their advent calendars way in advance. For shops, I think Christmas starts in August. They start getting the stock in. They just had a few Santa ones left. I visited 31 Grafton Street Card Gallery. That's the actual name of the shop. And I met David O'Leary, the manager. He's originally from Galway. And I asked, are they selling well?
Hi, Henry. They're selling quite well, and we're very happy with the sales so far this year. People are always looking for them. It's like something that people seem to not be able to find, but we always have them here in Card Gallery.
Have you noticed that there seems to be a rise for advent calendars, maybe not so much religious, but chocolate, and also for themed ones that could have makeup in them or could have soap or anything?
Yes, Henry, definitely I would say that there's a huge rise in the ones for confectionery, definitely. I think children these days are expecting something every time they open a window, whereas traditionally people just went with the religious ones. But I'd imagine it's definitely part of the culture of the advent calendar changing.
We still like an advent calendar. In our house, for example, the kids were very disappointed because we gave up on the chocolate ones because they kept stealing the chocolates and stealing each other's because they all had different days. Then we got three of them, so they'd have one each, and that still didn't work out. What is the key? Are we losing our way?
I can see your dilemma. I suppose children expect everything without the having to have the patience to endure. So I suppose that's probably the reason for it, is kids expect everything straight away these days. So I can see your dilemma and how it's tricky.
You're from Galway. Did you have an advent calendar growing up?
I'd imagine I would have had one through probably a teacher at school, as far as I remember, going back into the late 80s, early 90s.
All right, that's David O'Leary from the Card Gallery in Grafton Street. You went up the road then to the Lego store. I was in there earlier too, Henry. Didn't spot you. I wasn't buying an advent calendar, but I could have, could I?
Well, you could have. This is the thing. I never knew that the Lego store actually did advent calendars. But basically, you buy a box and inside the box is 24 figures. Do you call them figures? Lego figures, I suppose?
Yeah, figurines.
Or figurines, or as my son calls
Lego
them,
men.
Characters.
Lego people, Lego sorry. People. We don't see gender.
And they've sold out really, really well. They just had one type left. It was a Disney one.
My name is Alejandro. I work in the Lego shop in Grafton Street. And we just sold a bunch of advent calendars. We are almost out of stock. We only have the Disney ones left. Out of Disney, City, Friends, Harry Potter, Star Wars and Marvel.
Wow, that is a lot of advent calendars. Why do you think people want different style advent calendars these days?
Oh, well, there are known brands like Marvel, Harry Potter. Actually, I think the Harry Potter was the most popular one this time. People are looking for the minifigures and all that. That's what they love about them.
So this one's actually discounted because it's now the 3rd of December, reduced from £26.99 to £29.59. But the kids, they want the Lego figurines inside, don't they?
Yeah, it's what they look for mostly, I think.
Alejandro, and where are you from in the world?
Spain.
Originally? Of course. Obviously, you celebrate Christmas on the 6th of January. Do you love advent calendars over there too?
Oh, well, we normally buy the ones that have chocolates in it. And I used to have them when I was a kid, but I didn't follow the dates. I would eat them when you want to, like...
All right. That's people inside the Lego store. Heathens inside the Lego store. These Danish heathens coming over here trying to make Advent about Lego. Henry, it's about religion. Isn't it?
Well, is
it? You're flying that religious flag. You're burning that religious fire. The Sacred Heart burns strong in North Dublin in the McKean household.
In the North County. Well, yeah, what's Christmas about? Is it about loneliness? Is it about Santa Claus? Or is it about baby Jesus? Or is it about all those things? I'm not sure. Religion, have we lost our way? Have we lost our way when it comes to Advent calendars? Is it supposed to be about the countdown?
Well, the clue is in the name. I mean, Advent. It's not a Christmas calendar. It's an Advent calendar.
But we do reach out to Portlaoise and we hear from Father Paddy Byrne.
Ultimately, the season of Advent is countercultural because it's about waiting. It's preparing with an expectancy that something wonderful, which happened previously, can continue to give grace and sustenance and light in the darkest hours of the year. So certainly in a culture that is so instant, Advent is countercultural. And the commercialization of the concept, I'm not sure, because in our churches, in many families, we light our Advent candle. And really, you know, without Christ in Christmas, it's just a winter holiday. For some, that's okay. But I think for the vast majority of Christians right across the world, not just in Ireland, Christmas is important. It's about a fragile God who became one of us, fully human and fully alive. And in a time when so many, in Ireland particularly, are longing for hope, for equality, for a house, for a mortgage repayment, whatever, the gift of Christmas is that all things will be well.
Father Paddy Byrne, they're wrapping up that report on the Advent Industrial Complex from our own Henry McKean. Henry, as always, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.